I'm at the Focus on Imaging exhibition in Birmingham at the NEC, and I've watched it grow from very few to no people to now finding it difficult to walk around. I got here about half an hour before it opened and saw a queue that stretched on as far as the eye could see, and something inside me switched over some kind of gland, a blagger's gland, and I just took out my press pass, not wanting to stand on in a massive queue that would take over an hour to get in, and I kind of walked in asking to go to the press office, and I was let in, which was very, very kind of the security, and I've been milling around ever since. I wasn't milling initially. I made a beeline immediately straight for the Fujifilm stand, very excited about the Fujifilm X100, the kind of retro-styled digital Leica look-alike camera, which has so many photographers talking at the moment. Primarily because, although it is £1,000, it sounds like incredibly, incredibly good quality. The video and the photos that I've seen are really something special. It's got a kind of an oversized APS sensor, and I'm seriously considering, well, more than seriously considering, because I came with the cash to buy two of them, but trying to get hold of one is very, very difficult. There are a number that have, only a very small number that have been allocated so far, to three different companies in the UK. I've approached all of them. Two of them have said no, one of them have said maybe tomorrow. So I'm kind of holding out a little bit of hope onto the possibility of getting my hands on at least one. I didn't want two for myself, obviously. Very exciting. It's high quality, really, really nice bit of kit. But another camera I kind of fell in love with not in the not too distant past was the Panasonic Lumix GF2. Now, I've got the GH1. It's the hybrid camera I primarily use for all of my video, because the ability to have off-camera audio and the quality is just astounding. It's a hybrid, so it takes great stills and it takes great video. The GF2, though, is tiny, really, really small, high quality stills from your pocket. So I'm looking at that being, what, 450 quid, and I'm looking at the X100 being about £1,000. There are some big differences between the two. But if you were thinking about buying a point and shoot right now, something you always wanted in your pocket and maybe potentially could stick bigger lenses on, should you want to stick bigger lenses on, that also shot great video, I definitely recommend the Lumix, just because of the cost. So, what have I been doing? I've been chatting with some innovators in the photographic world, particularly Snapper stuff, who do some incredible kit from a number of different people, primarily Think Tank. I love the Think Tank bags, and they've got some really interesting new stuff that's out at the moment. I've also bumped into the Black Rapid guys and been looking for their stand ever since. Can't find it for love nor money, so I'm probably going to have to ask direction shortly. But Focus on Imaging, very, very dangerous place if you've got some cash in your pocket and you're a bit of a photo geek. I have managed to only purchase, what have I bought? A cleaner for my laptop screen, very innovative carbon-based cleaner, and that's pretty much it. So I've held off at the moment, but I can imagine today potentially being expensive, especially if I get a call from one of these guys about the X100. So if you are here at Focus on Imaging in Birmingham, please give me a nudge. I've only had one coffee so far, so I'm relatively compos mentis.